what it actually in effect does and why this bill is so important. We have in the appropriations process and during discussions, we decided that the concealed carry, the CCW, would no longer be administered through the Department of Revenue and held there, that it would in fact be done by the Sheriff's Department, since they're the ones that do the background checks, the fingerprints, and all this stuff anyway. The sheriffs are willing to do that, and I think Department of Revenue is willing to do that as well. And so that's the language in this bill that allows us to do that as a state. So it's kind of important that we do this. The Department of Revenue will continue issuing the concealed carry permits, endorsements up until January 1, and then that gives sheriffs, with the money we appropriated, with how we're setting some of this in motion, the opportunity to set up the system and be able to do the issuance and the paperwork locally. So that's kind of the gist of what we're trying to do here. There's been some other changes in the concealed carry. There's no major changes. It just is going to be a concealed carry permit rather than like the endorsement that's used now. Some of those changes in the firearm safety training to be qualified for concealed carry permit. It's required in law now that each person taking the test shoot 50 rounds, and due to the unavailability of ammunition, there was an amendment put in that would reduce the qualification to 20 rounds, both with a revolver and a semi-automatic firearm handgun. So that was kind of done to meet the need. Right now, I mean, you go to Walmart, you go to Bass Pro, you go to Cabela's, you probably aren't going to find a lot of calibers that are normally used in taking the test. So you probably have to get 20 rounds from a friend or a neighbor, or you might get lucky and get there when a shipment comes in. It kind of a little more clearly defines firearm safety instruction and how we do it. It does create a concealed carry fund with Most Mark. In other words, what we'd actually do there within the state treasury, the director of Department of Public Safety will be responsible for this fund, and 50% of it will be annual to in the form of grants approved by Most Mart, and the department will administer those Most Mart grant deposits. And we do have to pass this in order for the concealed carry permits to still be issued going forward in the state of Missouri and allow the transfer to the Sheriff's Department. Oh, if there's any questions, I will try to answer those.
The senator from Phelps moves the adoption of the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 75. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire the senator from Phelps.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, what we just did is backed out of our conference committee, right?
Exactly.
And you just walked through what the House Committee substitute with two amendments. Am I following correctly?
I'm trying to do, yes, sir.
Okay. The idea originally was to go to the conference committee, sort through what the House committee did, but your thought is that it's good stuff anyway.
Well, I didn't have a problem with what they'd put on here because I know this has to be done. And we tried to keep the bill as clean as possible and yet do what we need to do for the concealed carry. And the
Senator, it has to be done. You're talking the bulk of it on how we handle the concealed carry.
Yeah, right.
Why would you say it has to be done? Just your passion behind it, or did something in appropriations, we have to get it done? Or
we did, yes. We took money that is usually used for issuing concealed carry, and the sheriff does all of this, gets all this stuff together, sends it in to the Department of Revenue, so we're saying, hey, we're just going to have the sheriff go ahead, because he usually knows the people probably better than anyone
right.
that's applying for that permit. And it seemed to be kind of a perfect fit. And I don't know where that suggestion come from, but everybody seemed to think that's a pretty good idea.
Well, you know, I talked to my sheriff, and yeah. He said, I can handle this. I can do it.
Yeah.
So,
And we're giving them some extra money to get it uh-huh. set up, a little extra money from MoSmart, because it is, economically, we don't put a bigger burden. We all know what the sheriff's departments face today. But so there's going to be a little extra money to help do this, and basically they're already doing it anyway.